Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll. A lot happening up there, a lot going on, a lot for you to get involved in. You got people that are in the chat room there, smarter people than I am, I guarantee it. I see what they're writing. I know they're smarter than I am. But at least you can head up there, you can talk with them. Head over to the website, a lot of stories written there that you can get. You can, I'd love to have a thumbs up or a thumbs down, whatever you prefer. Seriously. Got a lot of stories I want to cover this hour, too. Remember, you know, Trump's biggest fans, I'm not telling you who they are yet. Well, you already know that. They're referred to as a national treasure, a force of nature, political awakening that can't be stopped, and a natural antidepressant. You know, I recorded with them earlier today. And no kidding, I wasn't beaten down, but I was tired. You know, I had a lot going on. I came in, sat down in the studio, gave them a holler, and we just had a ball. I mean, I believe you'll enjoy the interview immensely. You know, Diamond and Silk up with me at the bottom of the hour. So, look, you heard Brad and I were talking about what needs to be done. How do we take it back? How do we make sure we get it back? You know, everybody is so sure that the president's going to win again. And I'm going to tell you, I am too. I don't think he's going to lose. I think we're fine. The problem is if he doesn't get the Senate, if he doesn't get the House, it's four more years of what we've seen so far times four, times five, times whatever you want to do. Right? I mean, seriously. We've got to make sure he has what he needs to fix this. That sounds terrible the way I'm saying it, but to fix the system. Look at how much he had to fight to put up a wall, and yet they told him it would never work. It wasn't going to stop, illegal immigrants. Nobody said it was going to stop. But it's one heck of a deterrent. Crossings are down 70 or 80%. You won't hear that in mainstream media, though, will you? Of course not. There's a lot of things you won't hear from mainstream media that he's done. So it's up to you to get it out. I don't care whether you do a podcast during the day. I don't care if you send out emails to your friends, whatever, to start a little blog, whatever it is that you need to do. This is not. And then today we had a Democrat insider. See, I think what's happening now with some of the... Look, some of you are going to get mad at me on this, but rank-and-file Democrats are like rank-and-file Republicans, okay? Many of them believe in what their party stood for, or they thought it stood for. They don't have time to pay attention or get involved in our shows, so they truck forward believing that the Democrat Party believes in the little guy, wants to help the little guy, doesn't really, you know, doesn't stand out for the wine and cheese crowd, when in reality, the Democrats are among the richest people in Congress. Somehow they get a lot richer when they go there, but that's a story for another day. So now the rank and file is starting to see it. They're starting to see it. Look at the walk away movement. Look at the videos at the walk away movement. They're truly seeing who is helping the little guy. And look at what the, after decades, decades of telling the black people they were for them, they were helping them, they were there to protect them against the Republicans, while they lived in cities that were, you know, filled with squalor and violence and all kinds of things. And Trump's one line screwed everybody up. You've been voting for them for 60 years. What have you got to lose? And he's right. He was right. Couldn't get any worse for you. And it scared the Dems so much that Joe Biden ran around telling everybody that if you vote for him, they're going to put you back in chains. Remember that? I'm surprised they didn't use the lynching word. That's how desperate they were. That's how desperate they are now. But think of the ridiculousness behind them coming out on a podium, talking about how bad the economy is, and it's not. Talking about how Trump had done nothing for the black community, Hispanic community, whatever, or doesn't care about women, yet unemployment rates for those three in particular, Hispanics, blacks, and women, were at all-time lows under Trump, had nothing to do with Obama, although they'd like to tell you it did. So now some of the mainstream Democrats are going, wait a minute. My party's a party of thugs. My party doesn't care about me. They care about power. And I'm telling you, that whether you're black community, Hispanic community, you vote in an all-Democrat legislature, you're going to be back to where you were in the 60s and 70s. You don't believe me? Look at New York City. Look at the crime up, what, 400-some-odd percent? And de Blasio can't smoke enough crack to have it make sense? But he tells you there's nothing wrong. He's actually even said a few times that crime is down. They live in an alternate universe. I'm starting to believe they always have. Mail-in ballots are a major ingredient in getting away from voter fraud. And that's according to a New York Post report, which quoted a Democrat political operative from New Jersey who claims that he'd been beating the system for years. Now, the Post didn't name its source. It said the operative fears persecution. And it's true. They will hunt him down. He's been involved in elections at all levels, multiple places across New Jersey, as well as, you know, races in New York and Pennsylvania. Right? The source identified his rap sheet and long history of working as a consultant for Democrats in many campaigns. He said, look, the smaller the race, the easier it is to do. So we'll talk about more of this on the other side of the break, because I want you to hear this. You keep hearing about how safe it is. You're going to find out now how unsafe it is. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I just like the song. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. That would be nice, too, right? Part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, back at it. Look, if you want to help out the show, which would be really cool, as you know, as we've told you, there's been plenty of social media outlets that have kind of squelched the message. I don't even beat my brains out with them anymore. We are now on Parler and Spreely, as opposed to pushing Facebook and Twitter, right? So we can be shut down again? No, I don't think so. And we're working on a video venue so that I don't have to worry about them taking us off the air again. Really that simple. Coming up after the break, the Diamond of Silk's new book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You know, real interesting, you think about this. You know, they're two black women. They're supposed to be Democrat. Don't you know that? Is it in their DNA or something like that? They're supposed to be Democrats, right? If they're not, they want to know. Of all the people, the Democrats want to know why they left the plantation. It's just amazing. But they'll be on with me after the break. Let your friends, relatives, unloved ones know about it. And, you know, again, this voter fraud, even the Dems, and this isn't going to come out right, but I know you guys know what I mean when I say this, but even the rank-and-file Dems now are getting this consciousness that says, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. This isn't right. That's not right. You know, here in California in 2018, in Orange County, California, they flipped a county that had been, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years. They didn't flip a seat, right? They didn't flip two or three local seats. And they flipped the whole county somehow. Let that sink in for a second. Now, some of you Dems listen and go, yeah, because you guys suck. No, that's not it at all. It was too good to be true. It was almost like the Lord showed up himself and tapped everybody to vote Democrat. It doesn't happen that way. We've blown areas plenty of times. It happens over a period of time. It does not happen in one sweeping, vote. So the operative from the Democrats said, hey, look, it's easy to do, especially the smaller the race. And how does that play out in the 2020 election? He claimed that mass mailing of ballots is going to lead to fraud. Democrats are pushing back against him. Now, he's been there. He's done this. He understands how it works. See, the Republicans are idiots because I'd offer them three times the money anybody would give them to show us how to done. Now, not to do it for us, because then we'd be doing what they do, right? No. I'd offer him more money than he knew what to do with to say, show us how to stop it. Show us where the leaks are. Show us where the holes are. That's what I would do. And then I would, how infuriating, how frustrating would it be to stop them at every corner? Right? There are people here in California that have received 5, 6, 7 ballots at their house. There's only two people living there. Some of the ballots they received are for people that have been dead for 20 years. And I believe we're getting ready to see one of the greatest election fraud waves, I won't say in history, but I will say in our country's history. I mean, they're devoting millions of dollars. They got guys like Soros helping out. Our focus is being taken off of voter fraud because of all the violence in the street. The governors or whoever are going to use this to say, look, we can't guarantee the polls are going to be safe, so, yeah, it's got to be mail-in. This guy goes on to talk about, and I have some friends at the post office. I realize that, like any other organization, at times you have people that go sideways. And he talks about being in cahoots with mail carriers in heavily Republican/conservative areas where they swap out the ballots or somehow the ballots get lost altogether. Right? New York State already knows a thing or two about mail-in voting going off the rails. 84,000 mailed-in votes were thrown out in the state's June Democrat primary. The operative says that the ignorance will not be bliss when the ballots have all been cast. He said there's a real thing. There's going to be a blanking war coming. And it's all over this stuff. If they knew how the sausage was made, they could fix it. President Trump, if you're listening, Republicans and conservatives who really want to fix this, you get this guy. I know you find it kind of insulting. Pay him to show you how they're doing it. Pay him to help you stop the voter fraud from happening. Because look at how shallow of a human being are you? If you win by cheating, and you know they cheated, if that excites you, if you stand up there on election night and go, yeah, people voted for me, that is BS and you know it, and you are just a low-life human being. Because for you, it's all about power. It's for the people. And you Dems who are okay with them winning like that, what makes you think they won't trample all over you and your rights? They don't care about you. If they're willing to cheat, right, to get in office, what makes you think they're not skimming off the top? I'm not going to lie about other things they're telling you. Seriously, think about it. The operative said that although making ballots is simple, and it's simple to getting access to a good copier, the required return envelopes are more secure than the ballot. You could never recreate the envelope. So just like the flim-flam men who go house to house and defraud unsuspecting people, I mean, you see it happen in Florida and other places, especially where the elderly are. They get defrauded all the time. Because they take people for their word. They think people are good people. Right? They have been known for doing this. They put, people in the street. These wholesome, cute little girls and wholesome, cute little young men to go door to door and talk to these people. And say, look, you've got a ballot. You haven't sent it. Let me take a few minutes to help you fill it in. Let's make sure your vote counts. Because that's what we want. We want your vote to count, but not really. Joe Messina, your host. Dominic Stokes, join me after the break. Don't go far. A lot going on. You're going to love this. We'll be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pledging millions to help Kenosha, Wisconsin after violent protests following the shooting of Jacob Blake. After getting a first-hand look at the damage done to the city of Kenosha, President Trump met with law enforcement.
Violent mobs demolished or damaged at least 25 businesses, burned down public buildings, and threw bricks at police officers, which your police officers won't stand for, and they didn't stand for it. These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror.
He also announced almost $50 million in support for local and state law enforcement and to help local businesses so they can rebuild what was taken away from them during the violence. The president visited the city despite objections from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Jacob Blake, who was black, was shot 7 times during an encounter with police. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, let's just get to it, because I really think you're going to enjoy this. Trump's biggest fans, that's how they refer to a national treasure, a force of nature, a political awakening that can't be stopped, and, you know, a natural antidepressant. And I've had a few-minute conversation with them. I can tell you, they are definitely a natural antidepressant. Joining me now is Diamond and Silk. They're all that and so much more. Many of you have seen them and heard them on the radio, on television, and they are genuine people. Ladies, really, really, really appreciate you being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, always great. You know what, I got to tell you, what I love the most about you guys when I first saw you is how genuine you were, okay? You weren't in a mocked-up studio and all this other stuff, and you were just telling it from the heart, telling it, that I hate to use a term, you know, telling it like it is, but telling it how you believed it was to be and not how people perceived you should be telling it. And I just, that's what I love about you ladies.
Yeah. Well, that tells a lot. That's courage. Like, you are authentic about what you're saying.
That's right.
And people, this is not rehearsed. This is us every day, all day. You know what makes us feel good? When we can wake up in the morning and just be ourselves.
That's yeah. Right.
We don't have to be a persona, which is us.
Yeah. That's right. And we can tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Truth tellers. That's right.
But you are a persona in your character. It's so, I feel like I'm fawning over you, but I'm not. You do have that character that draws people in. You don't have that serious look on your face like, you know, it's all going to come to an end at two. You just tell people what's going on. But let's talk a little bit about either one of you. Talk a little bit about your upbringing, where you were brought up, where you grew up. I think that's a big deal.
We grew up half in Detroit and then in North Carolina. That's the number one thing. And we grew up with a mother and a father, a loving parent, a Christian household, a mother that didn't play a father that was doting and sort of spoiled the girls or whatever. But we grew up with our family, with our mother and father, instilling something called faith.
That's right.
And that means you have to feel as if the thing had already happened to you. Feel like it's tangible, like you already have.
Mm-hmm.
They taught us that growing up, and they taught us respect, and they taught us not to be victims. You're victorious. You're not a
Amen.
Victim, so don't play into that victim mentality. And
okay.
Keep it moving. Some doors may close, but you still keep it moving. They
don't
may
knock,
stab
knock
you
knock
in the back and twist it, but you keep it moving. So that's what we write about in the book, Uprising. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbook.com or anywhere that they sell books. We also write about being thrust into media, we write about the liberal ideology and how it has literally destroyed people. I mean, literally destroyed people. We even write about this being in the midst of this pandemic, and I know you all have seen these salacious clickbait headlines about Fox News, but we even tell our truth about what happened with Fox News.
That's right.
Yeah, people, you know, people love to put us down. They love to, you know, rip us up on certain things. And the reality is, it's coming out in you whether you want it or not. You're preacher's kids. There's no doubt about it. There ain't no, hiding God in you, ladies. But and
it's just not. I don't even know where it comes from.
Yep. Well, you know, but I got to tell you something. For times such as this, this is what we need. Our Christian brothers and sisters need to step up. They need to be the people God has called them to be. You know, you said you ended up in a political arena. I had no ambition to be on the radio. Certain doors open, and bang, there I was. I'm like, what am I doing here? This doesn't work for me. But you have brought a different, I want to say, you know, a different feel, not just to the campaign, but to conservatives and people of God and people that are just conservative to this whole thing. So, you know, social media, I mean, guys, I was shut down 4 times. I figured you had too big of a group to be shut down. What happened with social media?
Listen, let me tell you, with social media, they find they may not literally shut you down, but they stifle your reach. They keep your fans and followers from seeing your content. They do these little tactics, put in algorithms for things to happen to your page and on your pages. They do this here on across all spectrums.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sad that, you know, back in, I believe it was 2018, Diamond and Silk, we were up there on the hill, and we told the world what was going on.
That's right.
And you had some people that didn't believe us. They called us liars and said we was just saying anything.
That it was a hoax.
It was a hoax. And now come to find out, it's happening to many more people. So this is real. And we used to tell them back in 2018, if they don't get a handle on this, these people are going to be acting like dictatorship, as if we're living up underneath tyranny. And now look at how they are really undercoverly interfering in an election.
Right.
Because when you don't allow my 2 million people, fans and followers, to see our content, and these are the fans and followers that like our page, and according to your rules, you said if they like your page, they're going to receive a notification when you drop something on your page, and that doesn't happen. Who breached the contract?
That's right.
Yeah,
you see what I'm talking about? I've just been a lawyer too.
Well, we allowed them to get that. We allowed them to get that powerful. We allowed them to go there unchecked, and people like yourselves and others who have a large voice, you know, now it's been stifled to a big degree, which is why you got to be on radio. Your book, I mean, you got to keep putting books together, putting your message out there, because again, we want people to read. We want people to understand. You know, you like some others, were kind of enticed to switch, weren't you?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you who enticed us. His name was Donald John Trump. Because, you know, everything that he was saying back in 2015, we love. I'm going to secure the border. The first thing we thought, don't you secure your house?
Don't
the White House secure?
Isn't it?
America house should be secure.
Yep.
I'm going to bring back jobs. You know, being from the South, we know what it felt like for those jobs to be shipped overseas and illegal aliens come in and take the rest of the jobs. We knew what that felt like. So he was talking directly to us, and I'm going to bring back spirit.
That's right.
And he was able to do those, to work on those things. Like, we did it right. We voted right. We voted Trump. It was the right thing to do. We didn't want another career politician. We wanted a businessman, and we would say back in 2015, if you ever want to know what's wrong with the body, check the head. If the head is successful, the body of people will be successful. And we saw him, a businessman. He took $1 million and turned it into billions. And look at how he's running things. I love the fact that he's his own man. He can't be bought.
That's
not a career politician. He don't go or run with the status quo. He go against all of that. He's not politically correct. It's like Diamond Silk. We're not politically correct. We're politically direct. We love it. I think he's the best thing that has happened to our country.
To our country.
that's right.
You guys have to run right out and get Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamonds. Love the title. I mean, I just think it's great. You know, I come back to again, though. I mean, I've been told by many people, I've got a lot of friends who work in and around the White House, this is the most pro-life administration that they've seen in decades. You find that to be true?
It is true.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Pro-life, pro-people, pro-America, pro-flag, pro-more money in your pocket, pro-everything. We just love America. What is wrong with putting America first? And listen, take care of your own first. We always reach out, and we want to take care of everybody else. And
clearly
everybody else.
One
what about
the
power? Nothing wrong with putting America first. There's nothing wrong with having things made right here in America. This president, he represents that. Listen, President Trump, he has his finger on the pulse of this nation.
Yes, he did.
And it is undeniable. He has galvanized everybody. He has. And energized us. And let me tell you what's wrong with the left. They don't like seeing that. They don't like seeing our nation like that. They don't like to see us happy and prosperous and successful. Why do you think they put in more regulation? Why do you think you hear Jim Crow, Joe Biden, we're going to raise taxes? Listen to what they're saying. Why do you think they're okay with the anarchy in the street?
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, finally, they came out and said, oh, well, we condemn it. Well, how can you condemn something when your staff is at work for your campaign and some of you all helped bail out some of these people that was committing the crime and the criminality in our country? So how can you say now you condemn it because people are what, now calling you out? So I just want people to pay attention. President Trump, listen, he's the man with the master plan to truly make this place great again. And I know, I understand we're in the midst of a pandemic. He gets a pass with us being in the midst of a pandemic because he didn't ask for this. He didn't know that this was going to happen. This is China fault. But if these governors were open back up their states fully, President Trump left us in a surplus, bam, we can ride all the way bigger, better than we've ever seen this country before.
That's right.
You know, I agree with these girls wholeheartedly. Look, at second part of the interview after the break. Joe Messina, your host, more with Diamond and Silk right after this.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Ladies, Diamond and Silk joined me, and I got to tell you, I really enjoyed having them, being with them. And then you want to check out their book up on Amazon. And I got to tell you something. They're genuine people. Right? I mean, you know the old saying, you see what you get, or you get what you see, or whatever it is. Bottom line with it is, they care about this country, they care about the president, they care about you and me. If people would stop and look at the numbers and stop listening to the emotional outcry of the left, they would see the numbers don't make sense. They just don't fit. They don't make sense.
And listen to me.
Go.
Okay, so back in March, Diamond and Silk, we started talking about something didn't look right, something didn't seem right.
That's right.
Let me tell you what the left-wing media did to us. They vilified, demonized, and slandered us. Said we were spreading misinformation and conspiracy theories. Well, now that it's coming out to be true and factual, is that theory now a fact? Because there ain't no more conspiracy about it.
That's
this is what's going on right here. We tried to tell people certain things. We went on based off of what we felt, the gut. Just like in 2015, we knew he was going to be the 45th president. We felt it in the gut. But nobody would listen, and what they tried to do was demonize us, silence us, and hide us. guess what they tried to do. But you can't hide the naked, nasty truth, okay? Can't hide
No. These people, it's like a bad rash. It just keeps coming back, and it comes up above the skin, and you see what these people, really are like. Now, I was going to say, obviously you're part of the black community, but Joe Biden says you're not, so I don't even know what to do with that. But anyhow, I want to come back to BLM for a second, because my argument has been they do not. I mean, I've got a boatload of friends from all walks of life. BLM does not in any way, shape, manner, or form reflect the thoughts or the minds of the black community, do they?
They don't, baby, they don't. Listen to me, and black people are starting to speak out. What they're depicting on TV with black people, when you see these young black people looting and stuff, please, 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 whatever you do, all black people don't do that. We don't do that. We don't go for that. We don't condone that. We don't act like that. So that's not us. What they're trying to depict on TV, I want you to understand that. Now, let me say this. We believe Black Lives Matter. We believe all lives matter. But you won't see Diamond and Silk pumping their fist to an organization that wants to disrupt and dismantle the nuclear family. Because what you're saying is that, black children don't deserve a mother and a father. Mm-hmm. I think that if more black children had two-parent homes, you wouldn't see a lot of the stuff that you see out here in the streets.
That's right.
And then they pushing for Marxism. We don't know nothing about Marxism, which is a form of socialism and communism. We were born in this country free. So what are you trying to push this stuff down our throat for? And then they take it in millions of dollars. How much of that money has gone to a black life, a black community? Black businesses have been put down to the ground. How much of that money supports that? So
I'm trying to fix it.
Your fist and looking at something. You need to start looking into something. No, we don't support Black Lives Matter. We don't support the organization. We surely do not.
You guys
are going to
be too
easy. That includes black lives.
Yeah, you don't.
No organization? Absolutely not.
No, I am 100% in agreement with you. I've been telling people, look, you don't go into your own community. These people aren't going back into their own communities and burning down stores. And, mom and pop stores, the local corner grocery store, and any community usually carried the community in tough times. These people aren't burning.
Listen to me.
Right?
Do you understand it is being alleged that people are being paid to go into these communities? Most of these people don't even live in those communities.
That's right.
Which is so sad. It's so disheartening. And then what they do, the media play it out on television because there's the narrative, and then it outrages other people to get them to go and join it.
Yep.
And you shouldn't do that. Yeah. You shouldn't do that. This is all organized and planned, and they did this. You know why they do this here? They do this to try to hurt the president of the United States.
And they're also weaponizing it. This particular Black Lives Matter group is like a weapon being used as a political pawn, just like this virus, just like the pandemic. It's all being used as a political pawn, and black people need to stop being used as a tool or a pawn to push a white liberal agenda.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, I think because of you and others like you in the community, I think the black community is waking up. I frankly think the Jewish community is waking up. There's a lot of communities now, including the Hispanic community, turning around going, wait a minute, the comment that he made, you've been voting for them for 60 years. What if you have to lose if you try me? Look what he's done.
Ask us in 2016, what the hell do you have to lose? Now listen, y'all. If you all don't vote right, if you don't vote for Trump, we all gonna have a hell of a lot to lose. Because when they're done, when the left is done with this country, we all gonna be walking around here looking like slaves. I don't care what color your skin is.
That's right.
I keep telling people this. I said, listen, when people come here from Venezuela and Cuba, they come here because they have a place to run to. If we allow these left-leaning liberals to create this anarchy and keep this going and all of this chaos and this confusion, where are we going to run? We stay in the greatest country on earth.
Amen.
Where are we going to run? That's why as patriots, as Americans, I don't care what color your skin is, you ought to stand up against this foolishness, this anti-America, and all of these people that want to fundamentally change and destroy our great country.
That's right.
My ancestors, who were slaves, built this country, and I'd be doggone if we gonna sit by and let somebody destroy it. And I don't care what color your skin is. If you don't like this country, leave.
That's right.
Leave. But don't destroy where you sleep. You don't destroy where you eat.
That's
right. So make sure you vote right so you won't get left. Vote red.
R-E-D. Remove every Democrat. And y'all make sure y'all vote for President Donald J. Trump.
That's right. And don't forget to get our book.
Yes.
Diamond and Silver. No, we're gonna pump that up on our website and all those other places. You know, you ladies, thank you so much for the work you do. And I mean that. I'm sure you hear that a lot. But, you know, we need more people out there that are outspoken, that are willing to really call it, as you say, like it is, without being, you know, you're not mean. You're not mean-spirited. And that helps tremendously as well. So God bless both of you. And you keep it up. And I mean that sincerely.
We will. Thank you. Yep. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. I had a great time with them. Seriously. I mean, genuine people. You know, what you see on TV, I guess they're about the same. I don't know. I mean, they're fans of theirs. It's not like I go looking every time they're on to see what they're talking about. But you want to head over to Amazon.com. And the book is called Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. And you know what? You got them. Sonia Schmidt. Evan Sayet. I mean, they got a whole list of people that woke up. This great awakening is going on with everybody. See the walk away movement. It's growing in leaps and bounds. And it's great because notice that I don't say it's great they've come over to the Republican side because that's not what I'm looking for. First, I'm looking for them to wake up. I'm looking for them to see that the Democrats are not on their side. Could care less about their true welfare. Really care about getting them under the thumb. Come on. Let's be honest about it. These predominantly black Democrat-run cities have never seen such prosperity under any Democrat leader. Not a one. You know it's true. And the only way that's going to change, the only way you're going to see things, you have to keep Trump in. And not only just keep him in, you have got to give him the House and the Senate. Otherwise, it won't work. It'll be 4 years of this garbage. I'll tell you something else that scares me. I'm not so sure too many people talked about this. If the hateful left gets in, total control, they will persecute this man till the day he dies. They will go after him, and they'll make up things, just like they did with General Flynn and others. Nothing stops them. But they will go after this man until the day he dies. And when they're done with him, they're going to go after his family. How sad is that? How powerful have we let them become? It's not cool. It really, not in any way, shape, manner, or form. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. A lot coming up in the next hour. You know, just saw that Kennedy conceded Massachusetts. I don't know what made him think that he had a chance to think that seat. These people are so ingrained. Once you're in, much as I hate to say it, you're in for life. Especially in places like Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and that kind of thing. Next hour, we're also going to talk about, you know, Pence was asked today by Brett Baer. Real awkward moment. He asked, you know, if he was put on standby because there was a rumor going around that Trump had some mini strokes. Notice how Joe Biden is the picture of health, no problems, but Trump is the one that's sick. And they asked if he was put on standby over over a Trump health issue. And he stuttered. He's not a man that lies. He was trying to figure out how to answer it without really revealing the president's health. We'll talk about that more in the next hour as well. Joe Messina, your host, she'll sit on the rail side. Don't go far. We're still going to be here when you get back.